Hi, Rick Friday.
Oh, Lordy have mercy.
Oh, are you okay over there?
I am just fine. You know, Sunday. Oh, excuse me. Sunday was,
Oh, Lord. Thank goodness you're recording.
That was
alone.
Not the soundboard.
No, no.
You know, Sunday was Larry Claw's birthday.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. Uh-huh.
And, you know, you and he started this train wreck together way back in the day.
Don't remind him. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Right, right.
Okay. He's the one that came to it. He's the one that came to his senses.
So, you know.
By the way, do you hear the turlet flushing in the background?
No. Oh. No.
Well, young Nicholas is here, doing the celebratory dump in honor of Larry Claw, I guess.
Ah.
I got nothing.
Well, okay.
Oh, and now the grin doctor's going off.
Oh, so. Hi.
Okay. Hi.
So is there a skit or are we just going to listen?
This is the skit. This is it. It's just a couple of old people.
Oh, you
just cut you off.
Should I have shut up?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Bat.
Hear me?
I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader. And this is your show, Larry Bader.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. What's going on, guys? Get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you...
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 25th of January, 2021. I know I got it wrong last week. In the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, I am your host, the one, the fat, the only...
Meh!
Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Flemmy Vader... How's everybody doing? And with me is the gassy one, and he has already shat himself. It's Big Fatty.
I have not shat myself. That was young Nicholas that shat himself.
I think that's debatable.
If it looks like
that's
he's debatable. Picking his nose in the background. It's because he's picking his nose in the background.
Okay. So, by the way.
I think it's digging for buried treasure, as they say. Yes.
Now, have you been on the Grin Doctor lately, Big Fatty?
Me?
I
have. Why do you ask?
Well, have you seen the young Nicholas lookalike on The Grin Doctor?
No, I have not.
He is a dead ringer for you. It's not young Nicholas, because his name is Matt.
Uh-huh.
But he's got the nose ring. That's what made me think about it. And he is a dead ringer for young Nicholas. And it confuses me every time I see him. Because I think it's young Nicholas who has viewed my profile. I'm like, why is he doing that?
Do you know somebody named Matt that looks like you on The Grin Doctor?
No.
Okay, he's not aware of it either.
Right.
Are they close by?
Well, they're close by me. I don't... Because, you know, young Nicholas lives near the Vader family compound.
The
crow flies. But,
right. But, how is the crow, by the way?
Oh, he's flying. He's flying.
Oh, okay.
Flying.
Well, good.
Sorry, I'm a little...
Okay. Well, you know, keep that middle seat blocked. Okay.
Right. Now, what are you drinking this evening?
I'm having a little hot spice tea.
Ooh, I bought some of that at the Harris Teeter today.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I also
see
bought...
that you've opted for something in a giant glass. Does that hold a whole bottle?
A third of a bottle. Yeah,
a third of a bottle.
But yes, I'm having the Bordeaux Superior this evening.
Oh,
yeah,
as opposed to the Bordeaux Inferior.
Right. Highly recommended on the label card, and it was on sale at the Teeter, and so I decided to try it.
What was the sale price, just out of curiosity?
Probably twice as much as it would be at the Total Wine, so it was like $13.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I like the Cadet Moutot Bordeaux. Moutot. But it's that's $9.99 at the Total Wine. and at the at the Harris Teeter, it's $21.99. So I do not buy it. That it's ridiculous. I do not buy that there. But this is not superior. But it's perfectly drinkable. It is not a $13 bottle of wine. Let's put it that way. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I understand by saying that $13 is not a lot for a bottle of wine, okay. for a good bottle of wine, but this is not a $13 bottle of wine. So also the cork.
You know, Archer is judging you right now. I'm making an assumption that he listens, which we know he doesn't.
Right. Well, he's probably mad at me. I don't know if you heard, it's been a couple, 3 weeks ago, his little show about trying to put the iTunes on his Plex server. Now, I know that this means nothing to you, but most of us had a Plex server 15 years ago on our TiVo.
Okay. Well, I have a TiVo, but I don't have that.
Yeah, you could do it. You can install the app if you wanted. Do it. You probably couldn't figure it out. But but anyway, but I was like, why would? And so I commented. And I was like, why would you want to put your iTunes content physically on a server? It's in the cloud, so that when you click it on whatever device, it just plays. So he's probably very upset with me. But, the old people, they don't understand how the technology works. And it's sad to watch them go downtown.
Oh, it's true. I've had a technology Saturday. You'll get to hear about it on tomorrow on who am I? I'm the Big Fatty.
On the
show.
Monday little show. Yeah. Right. I don't listen every day right now because I'm not listening to podcasts that much. I'm listening to the audiobooks these days.
And, right.
It's listening
to Podcasts for Dummies.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I find the audiobooks, they draw me in a little bit. Now, did you go up to the Pulse Ultra Club this week, or did you?
I did not. I was not out of town this weekend. Okay. I was here all weekend long, and it's been just delightful. Just delightful.
Me too. So, it was a 4-day work week at the coal mine.
Right.
So it was seven days.
You know what that means? It means I put my my trash and my recycling out a day early.
Oh, right. Well, I, like you, know, but sometimes forget that they do not pick up the trash. But you know, sometimes they're running ahead and they swing through and just pick it up, and they're not supposed to. And my trash was full, so I didn't want to take the chance. So I too put it out a day early. And listen to all of my neighbors bitch about it.
Because your trash was out early?
Yes. And I was like, look, I know that they usually take the day off, but it is 2020. I know it's 2021, but it's basically still 2020. I'm not messing with this. I'm not taking the chance. So
gotcha.
Because my trash stinks. Let's get her all taken care of. So anyway.
Oh. Anything else stink at the Vader family condo? Should we play the bathroom bumper?
If only we had one of those.
And Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. But I got a phone call actually on Saturday from the bath fitter.
The bath fitter. Is that like the horse whisperer?
Yes. Similar. Okay. And they're supposed to come out on Thursday and put it in my new bathroom.
That I hate to tell you this. But Thursday is a full moon.
Well, Christina from Bath Fitter called just to let me know that they still have me on the schedule, but they've had a COVID outbreak. With their crews, and so we'll probably have to reschedule.
So you're not only are you getting the new shower, but you're also getting COVID at no extra charge. Okay,
exactly. And so I actually purposely did not go to the Pulse Ultra Club this weekend. One, because COVID is out of control.
Well, you know, if you need the COVID.
Right.
You know
that
where
is
to
the
go.
Place to get it. But it's out of control, and especially up in Oree County where that is. And there and at the College of Charleston here in town.
I didn't know that.
It is they had, I think yesterday they had like 400 or 500 positive tests.
Oh my Lord.
Probably had nothing to do with all the parties I saw on Snapchat downtown of people probably. Like crowded in small rooms dancing with no mask on. So,
no.
I can't imagine those two were related, but
coincidence.
Yep. Complete coincidence.
well, you know what? It probably is a coincidence because, they were tested prior to those parties this weekend. So.
Right. So while I wanted to get away because I was here for that whole week stuck in the house and everything.
Right.
I didn't feel like it was a smart move. With the COVID.
Well,
and whatnot.
And, the thing is, mindset is everything.
Right. But now that it looks like I may not have a shower again next weekend if this gets pushed off. And, the weekends are hard because I mostly shower at the gym because I haven't talked about it much. But, I've
the
hired
gymatorium.
I've hired the personal trainer and.
Oh, we didn't know this.
Well,
and,
I know. I haven't
what
really
is
talked
Larry's
about
name?
It. It is Larry. It's basically Larry. Actually, it's you're not going to believe me if I tell you. So, but his
tell
name's
me.
Brock. And
of course
so,
it is.
It's
Larry.
Brock.
Larry Brock. Brock.
Right.
Larry.
But he goes by Brock. Uh-huh.
Brock.
And so, very nice young man.
Brock.
Today was chesticles day, and I'm a little I feel very buff. Like I feel very hard.
Well, you're not.
Yeah. I know. and so, but the weekends are hard because typically I don't want like I push really hard at 7 a.m. during the week. To go at the gymnatorium, and I'm not a morning person.
No,
and so to be there
Never.
Awake and properly caffeinated and high and hydrated by then, it's are you? Poor young Nicholas.
He'll be leaving.
Y'all, that was real. That was real. Oh, we heard it because you stood up and farted into your microphone.
I'm a giver.
Right. But so for me to do all that in the mornings, I'm exhausted by the weekend. So the last thing I want to do is go to the gymnatorium on the weekends. Although I did today on Sunday as we were recording this. And I mean, it was good because I'm not in a rush on the weekend. But
not
I slept 12 hours Friday night.
So you had trouble sleeping Friday night is what you're saying.
Right. I fell asleep about 10 and I woke up about 9:50, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. So, and was so exhausted. Okay. I did not move. I was like, well, I could just go up to the Pulse Ultra Club for the night. But then I was like, or not. So anyway. So
you could just go down to the Dudley Do-Rights too.
Ugh, why would I do that?
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, nobody wants to go there. Well, that's not true. The
By
bachelor
way,
parties
have,
and big
I have made some. I have made some stewed cabbage. Today,
oh,
so
oh,
yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to young Nicholas, who is sitting behind you.
Yes, he is sitting behind me.
Yeah. And so yeah, I can't help but notice that his
He's
child molestation.
Something.
Nobody hears him. By the way, I can't help but notice that his child molester mustache is getting thicker. It's like it's
yes,
getting...
the child molester mustache is getting thicker.
Yes. It's adding some
years.
He
says he trimmed it. So he says he trimmed it. So can you imagine what it was like before you trimmed it?
Well, I did see him in his uniform this week one day, and so I can't.
Oh,
yes, I tooted the horn at him.
Did he toot back?
Well, probably. I mean, I had the windows rolled up, so I couldn't see what he was doing in his shorts, but probably.
Vader says he saw you this week during work hours.
Yes.
Where?
Somewhere in North Charleston. I don't remember. I was out and about.
Somewhere in North Charleston.
It was Monday or Tuesday.
Doing what?
Driving.
Yes. With a brown truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tooted. He probably just thought it was someone tooting in his driving.
Oh, you fucker, that was you.
Anyway.
Oh, the quote
exciting.
Was, oh, you fucker, that was you?
Oh. If you see, I just said toot toot, just a little love tap. So, Anyway.
He says he doesn't like people tooting. Oh, well, great.
Right.
So other than tooting this week, did you do anything?
Well, we had a big coal mine meeting this weekend. The quote I got that I took away from it was, if we don't end this soon, we're going to have to bring out the body bags. So that went well.
I'm not quite sure how that related, but anyway, I got you. If it's the coal mine group I'm thinking of, some of those would have to be very large body bags.
Well, it's true. It's true.
And those should have been brought out years ago.
Right.
Have you had any skull dreams lately?
I did have a coal mine dream. It's not something we can talk about on here because it's not personal to me. But you know, I don't talk about
those
people. Yes, I had a nightmare that one was yelling at me to finish a little project. Why isn't it done yet? And so I immediately
give my best to Ted. Okay.
Right. No longer involved. Then I immediately texted the head coal miner and was like, I am going to need some sort of compensation for the therapy I clearly need after this. So
after all these years.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised.
Right. Well, they're like, you clearly do need therapy. Thank you. But I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today, and truthfully,
You got nothing.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. I worked like 10-hour days, and then vomited, and then watched a little bit of TV, fell asleep on the couch every night this week, and woke up and did it all over again. So,
were there any culinary highlights this week?
Okay, great. I ate out every single night.
Okay. So you're keeping your weight up. Shit. Yeah. What did you forget?
I know. I saved the fortune cookie. I was going to read it on the show,
right.
I just threw it away. I just realized that's what was in that bag that I just threw out. Oh. Okay, well, poopy. Oh. So I have, do we have the Ask a Big Fatty music? I don't think I have that. So let's just
we do.
Oh.
And if you'll give me you just keep talking and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Well, so I am going to be doing some stuff coming up, and I felt like it is an Ask Big Fatty sort of moment. Now where? Okay.
Oh, no.
The file sent by you will show up here. No, I want to get. See, this is very professional.
It really is. It's almost like the Dubious Intentions, which has a new name now. I don't remember what it is.
Okay, so now that we have the music, we are a professional audio podcast.
Where did you get it?
Oh, I don't know. It's like we snapped our finger and there it was.
Oh, Big Fatty, tell me about the. Too much bacon.
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
It is me. It's me, Big Fatty. And Vader, what you got?
Well, so here's the thing. So coming up in about 6 weeks, I think. About 10 weeks, because it's plenty of time for my COVID vaccine to do its thing. I am going to a horror event.
Oh!
Out in Vegas. I think you know about this. We've chatted a bit. But I was thinking today that I need to figure out what I'm going to take. So
right.
Because... there's, you know, I'm not going to take a steamer trunk, just a large suitcase.
This is going to be in first part of April?
Yeah, I think like the 7th through the 12th I'll be out there.
Okay,
So early April. It'll be cool at night. Probably, it could be up. It could be cool during the day. Or it could be 80 during the day. But you know, and there's your horror event night. There's your underpants Hardy Night. Mm-hmm. There's another theme. I don't remember. It's just a overall like horror night, you know, at the pool there. So, so I was like, I need to make sure, because I'm a little rusty on the horror events, because I have not been to one in probably a decade. So I was like, what do I pack? And I don't have anything you're going to mention, because I've sold it all. So I was going to say, Big Fatty, if you were packing for young Nicholas, not for yourself, because we all know you don't wear underpants. What would you pack?
Well, I know you've got a pair of black boots.
Yes, I have several.
Okay, well, that's the first thing. If you do nothing else, take a pair of black boots.
Sorry,
we're out of time. That's all you need to take. Do you have a black vest?
Yes.
Okay, take that. Do you have some kind of raggedy jeans?
Oh, of course. I'm fat.
Okay. Are they kind of raggedy in the crotch?
Well, I have some that the crotch is just missing.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, you know, Ms. Portnoy.
Do you have a white? Mm-hmm. Do you have a white jock strap?
Possibly. I'll have to look.
Okay. Do you have a wife beater?
Oh no, I don't wear those. I don't.
Okay. Do you have a T-shirt with cut off sleeves?
I have several of those. Yes.
Okay. Do you have a black T-shirt?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, that you're set.
Okay. Yeah. I am not interested in resupplying with the horror pants and the chaps and all. Like I'm not buying all that shit again.
Right.
Because you don't ever wear it and it gets crackly and you have to keep up. No. So. I'm not gonna buy all that stuff, but I was like, you know, I have no interest in the pool in April in Vegas.
Right.
I think it's gonna be too cold. It may not be too cold if you're from like Wisconsin, like your youngest grandson Steven.
Right.
But if you're from here, I'm sorry. Like 70 degrees is not. I am not getting a pool if it's 70 degrees outside. So, I'm a little concerned about that. But so if you have some suggestions on things that I could pick up that are reasonably priced slash
I can let you borrow a few things too.
No.
Thank you.
That's okay.
I meant like a belt or something like that.
I have all that. I mean I have that stuff. And so I guess I have more than I say I have, but like I don't want to be a poopy pants and just
Show you a
up
good
and,
get you a good haircut the day before you go out there.
Yeah.
And don't take deodorant and don't take underpants. And don't take cologne.
No one should wear cologne. Sorry if you wear cologne if you're a listener, but
well that's Big Ricky.
That stuff, it will stink the place up. Yeah, we have some things, but yeah, I'm very torn about this because I don't want to be that person that's just standing on the outside, just like, I don't fit in. Cause I don't really give a shit. Okay. Number one. But two, like I want to go and have a free beverage, or complimentary beverage. So
where is this going to be?
In Las Vegas.
No, but I mean, where in Las Vegas? Is it
strip. No, it's a block off the strip. I can't remember. It's like the Tuscany Suites or something. I don't know. But
okay.
It's walkable to
the Fun Hog Ranch.
I think you could, but it's like a mile. So it's walkable there. It's not stumbleable back. Let's put it that way. But yeah,
I'm sure you'll be going to the Fun Hog Ranch.
Yes, that is the Saturday night,
Hootenanny.
Saturday night Hootenanny, is dollar drinks at the Fun Hog Ranch, with your wristband. And, Wednesday night when you get there, it's the free beverage if you wear your underpants to Charlie's. And then Thursday night is, I think it's there at the hotel. And then Friday night is the big hootenanny at the hotel. And then it's Leather Church or something at Charlie's on Sunday. So
it's Leather what?
Leather Church.
Leather Church. Okay.
Yeah.
so where you need pads.
Right, right. Well, you have to read the Book of Bacon.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward. So if anyone has any suggestions of things that I have not thought about, let me know. You can e-letter us meh at the LFC.org.
Well, and you know the poppers. You got to.
No, you know, I don't love the poppers like you and you and Nicholas do, but.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Or alive.
All right, Big Fatty's going to tell me someone who was born today, and I'm going to tell our own this day in history. I'm going to tell them who they are and if they're dead or alive.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Edwin Newman.
Okay, he is dead. He is, of course, brothers of Paul Newman, Newman's own. I know you like their croutons and their dressings and everything. So
he is indeed dead. And he was Edwin Newman, NBC News. He was a newscaster for NBC. So no,
close. I was very close.
Dean Jones.
Dean Jones. Dean Jones. You know, there have been a lot of Dean Joneses.
Well, it's
so
a long line of Dean Joneses.
I'm gonna suspect you're talking about. I don't remember his character's name, but he was on the Petticoat Junction. He was the young one, the cute one on Petticoat Junction.
And he's alive or dead?
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh, yes. Well, he is indeed dead. Died in 2015. And he was one of the stars of The Love Bug. So, yeah, you fucking miss out.
Yeah, that's
Elvis Presley Jr.
Oh, he's dead. Recently,
and how would we know Elvis Presley Jr.?
Well, you would know him from his father, Elvis Presley Sr. So, but yes, he was a musician. He was a musician you may have heard of.
Oh, okay. He's alive, and
I don't think he's alive.
And And this thing says Elvis Presley Jr. was the alleged son of Elvis Presley.
Oh, that was the grandson. Okay. I'm sorry, the grandson died recently. Okay.
Virginia Woolf.
She is dead.
How would we know her?
Well, she was an author. So, you know, you
now
you
were
may...
you afraid of her?
I was not afraid. I was not one who was afraid of Virginia Woolf. No.
Okay.
But.
She is indeed dead. She was from England, died in 41. And
So you two went to elementary school together?
We did.
Okay.
We did.
Okay.
So, and that's what we had. Slim pickings today.
Well, you know, not it. Every day can't be a winner, and only one show a year can be. So really,
right.
We don't like to set the bar too high.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Trust me. This show has never set the bar too high. You know, we haven't mentioned Nessa today. She's probably cuddling with her puppy dog.
Well, it's raining there right now as we record this, and the puppy dog is outside jumping up trying to catch the raindrops. I just saw an Instagram page.
And should we mention? Did you see Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee has a new tattoo?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, it's
does it say meh?
No, it says bust the plane. No.
Well, I'll have to reach out to
it's always loud. You know, the old people they need to have it loud.
Well, it's true. Ooh. You know, My AirPods, my second generation AirPods, are nearing end of life, and so they.
Oh, well, you know, so are you. I mean,
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
speaking of ending nearing end of life.